Welcome to Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. I'm your host, Dr. William Baker. In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about healing, and we're going to talk about the cost of being a Christian. Now, I hope everyone has had a blessed week, day, month, and you haven't had too many troubles since we last spoke. One of the things that we know as a Christians, there's a cost to being a Christian. And not all the costs are bad costs. You think cost, oh, it's going to cost me money. No, not necessarily. There's things that can cost you. It can cost you relationships. It can cost you friendships. You can deny yourself some of the unethical and immoral things that society subjects itself to by not participating in. Now, let's think about that. Dog fights. As a Christian, I'm not going to go to a dog fight. I don't want to see two dogs mauling each other. As a Christian, I'm not going to go to a rooster fight. I don't want to see two roosters killing each other. Although they, you know, sometimes they kill each other, sometimes they don't. But, you know, not for my pleasure. I don't want to see two animals go at it like that. Now, it can also have a direct impact, you know, because you can lose friends or family because of what you believe, the morals and ethics of being a Christian. And with potentially losing or being removed, separated from some of them, distanced a little bit, it can take a mental toll on you, mentally. You know, and spiritually, you can have doubts about it. But that goes back into some of the other podcasts where we talked about, you know, who do you want to have as your friend? Are they upright Christians? Or are they always putting things in the way of your Christianity? Well, they may not intentionally be doing it. It could be temptations that you don't want to subject yourself to. So you decide to remove those temptations. And you still consider them friend, just a distant friend. They may be subjected to, you know, demons. You might not be. They might be, and it might be on purpose to get to you. It could be a family member, as we said. It could be a friend. But it doesn't have to be a demon, right? But the cost is high. It could cost you your life. It could cost a limb. You could be ostracized. It could cost you in different parts of the world. As a Christian, you may not be able to get a job. You may not be able to support yourself. It could cost you benefits if where you live at provides benefits if you're a Christian. And it can certainly bring a lot of hate. There's been a lot of hate and anger toward Christians. And that's because of all the preachers that you see on TV and hear on the radio in different spots. Some of them, there's quite a few. It's more than some. They're terrible, and they don't know how to interpret the Bible. They don't know what it means. They don't understand God's love because, you know, as long as you give them, right? That's what it'll cost you listening to some of them. It'll cost you your lifestyle, your fortune. Not that you got to change your lifestyle, but they'll want everything you can possibly give them. Because they need that new suit, that car. You know, that's financial. You've got, you know, mental, spiritual, financial, physical health. Because of, you know, you could get stabbed in a certain part of the world, cut, dismembered, killed. Well, dismembering is pretty much killing, depending on how they dismember you, but terrible. So think about that. And then when I was talking about the demons, you know, there's also healing out there. There's physical and there's spiritual. Demons can attack you spiritually. They can attack you through friends, family, other people you see, you know, the media, other things. You'd be surprised. But not everything is a demon. Some people would like to say, oh, it's a demon. So it's not necessarily. It can be physical, and you need to seek out medical attention sometimes. Sometimes you can't sit home with a bowl of chicken noodle soup or chicken soup and take and rest and get better. Sometimes you need to have prescriptions, medicines. You know, you need to have pharmaceuticals, whatever pill that is, or you know, concoction to make you better. It's not always a demon. It can be physical as well. And nowhere in the Bible does it say, don't go get medical help, or don't take, you know, medicine, pharmaceuticals and stuff to get better. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say seek out treatment. It doesn't say you can't do things. For those who say you can't do that, you don't understand the Bible. You don't understand what God said. If you think I'm wrong, please reach out. Go to my contact page on Podbean, Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. Go to the contact page. It's got my email. It's got my mailing address. Send me a letter. Send me an email. I'll respond. I will respond. So, you know, I'm trying to educate and make Christians as smart as possible. You know, it's a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time, not to be overwhelming. And it's not a lot. It's a slow lifestyle change to be a real good Christian. And I'm going to tell you, even for those who've been doing it a while, there's times people make me mad. And I just get flustered. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? It's not a demon. Is it a sickness? No, sometimes you can make yourself so mad you can get sick. But some of those people, I don't hate those people. But being a Christian, you know, I think, why'd they have to do that? And I feel kind of sorry for them because they're not Christian. I don't want to just cut them off. I'd like to give them the opportunity, if they're not Christian, to learn about Christ. But if they choose not to, then, you know, it's like Jesus said before, why are you going to waste certain things on those that don't believe? You know, when there's plenty who believe that could use it. You know, because you don't want to waste all the stuff if they're not going to. Well, I don't know. Here's some more. I don't know. Here's some more. And then meanwhile, you could have healed, you know, what? Helped 10 people that had faith. And then the one person, I'm just going to walk away and think about it. Really? Well, you know, that's sort of like being a salesman in a salesman pitch, but that's not the case. We're not salesmen. You've actually got to think about that. And you know, it can be a high price. When you think about what it can cost, people don't have the same ethics, morals, and beliefs. It can cost you a job, bonuses, promotions, life, friendships, love. But there's always going to be more friendships, love out there, right? Well, let's jump into Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. Jesus heals many. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening, they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illness and bore our diseases. So let's break that down real quick. They're in Peter's house. Now, it's actually Peter and Andrew's house, the brothers. And the mother-in-law was afflicted with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left. Now, that evening, they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast them out. Now, he cast out these demons with a word. And it says, and healed all who are sick. So you got two different things there. You've got some who are oppressed by demons. And with a word, he cast out the demon. And he healed all who were sick. So some are physically sick, and some are afflicted. I say afflicted, but oppressed by the demons. The demons want to oppress you because when you're oppressed, you're held down. Think about that. You're being held down. You can't reach your full Christianity potential, right? The ethics, the morals, the beliefs, what you know, your spiritual prayer, reading your Bible. The demons are holding you back from becoming the best Christian you can be, or going further down that path of becoming the best Christian you could be. Now, chapter 8, verse 18, the cost of following Jesus. Now, when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. Now, when Jesus saw the crowd and he gave the order to go to the other side, why? Well, if you think about it, the people are there because they want healings. They want demons cast out. So you got, spiritually having demons cast out or physically being healed, or they want to hear him or they want to see him, or, they've heard something about him and they, don't believe, oh, I got to just see this. Not that they're ever going to believe. Some will, some won't. But what good would it do if Jesus were to go to a church and preach inside the church with believers? Right? Who else is he going to add to his list if he goes to a church of believers? They should already be on the list. They should already be saved. They should already be good Christians, morally and ethically upright. So he wants to go to the other side. Other side of that. And he wants to take and find those who don't know him, who haven't heard of him. He wants to make more Christians, of course. He wants to let everybody know about potential salvation. You've got to go and, just believe in Jesus. You've got to repent of your sins. You've got to acknowledge that. And the scribe said to him, teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go. Teacher. And Jesus said, foxes have holes. Yes, they do. They live in them. And birds of the air have nests. They live in the nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Why? Son of Man. He's saying something right there. We're talking about all of mankind. You've got God. God sent Jesus, his only son. Son of mankind, all of the people, to suffer their sins. Atoning for death and resurrection to redeem the people and to establish God's kingdom on earth, right? It's not easy being a Christian. It's not comfortable because people will make you uncomfortable. Oftentimes you look in the Bible and, they're running for their lives in different times and spots. There's calamity. There's always threats of violence against them. And then the disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. What's a dead shell, right? If you think about it, you believe in God, you've repented, you've changed your heart. You want to be resurrected in heaven, get your second body in heaven. Well, you don't need your first one. Nothing you can do with it. But it's a little more than that. Because you recognize, you know, you're talking about Jesus and resurrection and getting into heaven. Think about the importance of that. What's significant about that? You know, yeah, honor your father and mother. Bury your own dead. Because he says it's his father. But we believe in God. What is more important than God? What is more important than Jesus? If we believe, nothing. If we believe, we don't have to worry about that body because we know the person's not there. They're in heaven if they believed. It's heavy. It's something to think about. Do you believe? Do you act the way you should all the time? Well, good question. You have to evaluate yourself. You can't go to a psychologist. You can't go sit down and, you know, you can evaluate yourself and write down the stuff on paper. You could talk to your friends. You could talk to some of your family. They may be able to provide you some insight. But you as a person, as a Christian, have to reflect on that. What do you learn? We're always changing. We're always learning. That's right. If we didn't change or learn, you know, what's the point? We need to be better than what we are. We need to help those around us be better than what they are if they're willing to accept Jesus. You know? They can learn through your actions. They can learn through how you talk to people and treat people and what they see you do. It's pretty heavy. Well, that's what we're going to read today from Matthew. We've done that. We've talked about the price of being a Christian, the cost of that. You know, there is a physical sickness versus a demonic sickness, spiritual. And as always, I wish everyone out there the best. And I'll always say this, you know, you can go to podbean.com and search for Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. Go to the contact page. It has my email and it has my mailing address. Reach out to me. I want the best for everybody out there. I love everybody out there. I want the best for everybody out there. If you want to talk, questions, comments, concerns, you're having troubles, especially if you're having negative thoughts, if you're, you know, it's between you and me. I don't want anything. I don't want anything at all. I want you to be a better you. I want to be a better me, but I want you to be a better you, better Christian. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for any. I'm just asking for a couple minutes of your time to share with me what may be bothering you. And, you know, if there's anything I can do to help, you know, I'm a pretty smart guy. I'd like to say I am. And, well, I'm not going to say, I'd like to say I am, I know I am. So I'm one of the few ignorant geniuses out there. I know a lot of smart people, but I'm a lot smarter than they are. And let me use some of my knowledge and wisdom and learnedness and common sense to help you. You know, so please don't hesitate to reach out. I hope everybody has a blessed week. God bless.